last budget, läste in där budget och på mig om jag var jag. One of them is, you know, today there's a bit of a difficulty. We're having this meeting this side. There is traveling arrangements to Mangaung. So I wasn't really sure as to whether we should continue. Initially, I thought that because my flight was in the evening, I thought that everyone is flying in the afternoon. But I understand that people are flying as early as 12 o'clock. So I've just consulted a little bit with members, and the feeling is that we go through, we'll see where we stop. But I've also tried to go through the document, but I couldn't finish it. I had some challenges last night. Some family were to call the challenges. So I couldn't finish the document. But what I would like to maybe to indicate from our offices here is that maybe Togo normally laughs at me because I can't, I'm not very literate. Everyone is literate except me, I understand. But let's see that translating into when we make corrections. I think the corrections must be made at the same time, because if you do them later, sometimes you come back to the report, you find that the same mistakes are still there that we're trying to correct. Now we've got to redo it again. So I'm suggesting that those laptop people must bring their laptop so that we can change it, make our work even much easier. Just going through quickly, honorable members, is suggestion correct that we start from page one? I think there are mistakes from page one, so I think that is only proper that we start from there, so that we can ensure that the report is out. But before dealing with the report, we have done the body of the report. But let's just go quickly through. Who is taking us? Is it Mr. Zamisa Doma? If you can do that. Just quickly. But the other thing, I'm not sure if the format is this what is suggested by the committee section or whoever. And I don't understand there is that introduction and another format introduction. And I don't seem to see the difference. With this introduction, performance. I think it's through that format. You know, people sit in some cushy offices and prescribe for us sitting here on how we should go about this. I think we need to have an interactive kind of a relationship so that we understand. But for now, let's just continue. Everyone is taking us through. Okay.
Morning, honorable members. I will start from the introductory paragraph, if that is fine with the members. We are saying, honorable chair, as required by the Money Bills Amendment Procedures Related Matters Act, number 9 of 29, the National Treasury tabled the default quarter expenditure report before the Standing Committee on Appropriations, COA, for its consideration. This report provided preliminary expenditure trends for the end of the 2010-2011 financial year. A number of issues, including those listed below, emanating from the 2010-2011 financial fourth quarter expenditure report, require the attention of the executive. 1. A large number of vacancies in government departments. 2. Unsatisfactory spending on conditional grants. 3. Slow spending on capital payments. And the persistent culture of rolling over allocated funds. Paragraph 3. The report is presented during a period when the government is faced with a number of challenges, such as the increased unemployment rate, backlogs in the provision of services, community protests, challenges in the healthcare sector, education, and landlessness. These wide-ranging challenges require prudent spending and effective mechanisms to ensure that tangible outputs are achieved through proper planning and budget implementation. This report focuses on the spending trends by different departments and highlights in detail some challenges that still exist in the implementation of budget allocations for the year under review. Well, Chair, that was the introduction paragraph.
Chair, just on line 2 in the introduction. You see, you say having received, then you must say and engaged, not engage.
Yeah,
engaged. All right. Then in the second paragraph of
engaged, the selected.
ED, engaged, yeah. Added D. Yeah. And then. And then in the second paragraph of the introduction, where it says the report, it should be this report, because earlier on you got this report. Second paragraph of introduction, where you start the line, below the bullets, this report, right? Just below the bullets. Yeah, it says the report, it should be this report, because earlier on in the fourth line we got this report provided, so this report. And then in the third line, this work presented was faced with a number of challenges such as an increased unemployment rate, backlogs in the provision of services, community protests, challenges in the healthcare sector, education and landlessness. I think it will read better if we have in the healthcare and education sectors. And landlessness. So it would read,
okay.
The report is presented during a period when the government is faced with a number of challenges such as an increased unemployment rate, backlogs in the provision of services, community protests, challenges in the healthcare and education sectors, and landlessness.
Thank you, Chair. Number 2 focuses on aggregate allocations and expenditure by economic classifications for 2010-2011. In aggregate, national departments were allocated an adjusted budget of 466.3 billion in 2010-2011 financial year, excluding direct charges. Of the appropriated funds, 103.3 billion, which is 28%,
of the budget, of the entire budget, was allocated to current payments. 301.8 billion, which is 54.7% of the entire budget, was allocated to transfers and subsidies, while 10 billion, which is 2.1%, was allocated to capital expenditure. The preliminary figures indicate that national departments had spent 456 billion, which is 98% at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, a 10 billion rand under expenditure, which was recorded at the end of the 2010-2011 financial year, a year-on-year comparison indicates an increasing trend in under expenditure levels when compared to 5.1 billion under expenditure on the previous financial year, which is 2009-2010. The departments had underspend in all economic classifications, but reported different levels of underspending. The departments reported an overall expenditure of 129.4 billion, which is 97.1% on current payments, 44.4 billion or 94% on goods and services, and 84.8 billion or 98.7% on compensation of employees, with 296.1 billion or 98.1% on transfers and subsidies, as well as 10.1 billion on capital payments, which is 107.7%. Sorry about that.
Chair, if we go to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth line, we start as a result.
Yeah.
A 10 billion rand under expenditure, which was recorded at the end of the financial year, blah, blah. As a result, a 10 billion rand under expenditure was recorded at the end of the 2010-11 financial year, full stop. So delete the which.
Yeah.
Then capital, A, capital A. A, year-on-year comparison indicates. So before stop indicates an increasing trend when compared to 5.1 billion in under expenditure in the previous financial year. Under expenditure, not of the previous financial year, it'll be in.
Yeah.
Okay? Then if we carry on to the last line, the department reported an overall expenditure of that on current payments, 44 that 94% on. You're going to add on the last line of the first page, on goods and services. So you've got to add an on there, before goods and services. So far that's right. But I've got corrections on the next paragraph. I haven't read that.
Through its internal processes, the committee analyzed the performance of 17 departments for the fourth quarter 2010-2011. These are listed in Table 2. In addition to this analysis, hearings were held with 5 departments, which were selected based on their respective levels of under or over expenditure. These were Department of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities, Basic Education, Economic Development, Human Settlements, and Trade and Industry.
This report is thus presented into two parts.
And then even in the second line, 17 departments for the fourth quarter of 2010-2011. And then I would suggest that we say these are listed in table 2. In addition to this analysis, comma, hearings were held with 5 departments selected on the basis of their respective levels of under or over expenditure.
Can you take out which way and on?
Yeah, from which you on.
Part A, those departments which the committee engaged. Part B consists of those departments whose performance was analyzed through the committee's internal processes. The year-on-year spending comparison across departments reflected a declining trend. The departments had spent 98% in 2010-2011, 98.75% in 2009-2010, and 99.05% in 2008-2009. At the end of the 2010-2011 financial year, 15 departments had spent within the range of 66.8% to 97.0%, while 2 departments had spent above 100% in the range of 103% and 105%. The selected 17 departments recorded an under-expenditure of 8.1 billion at the end of the financial year. The table below provides the analysis of spending trends per economic classifications for 15.
Any comments on that paragraph?
Yeah. Very quickly, Chairperson. It's where you say the last one, where you say 15, it should be 17 in words.
In words.
You've got 17 in brackets there.
You say 15.
But you've written 15. So you should have 17 written there.
Mm.
Right? And then it's not the table below, it's the tables below, because there are two tables here. There's table 1 and table 2 that you are referring to. So it should be the tables below.
Honorable Singh, thank you. But I think that what we need to do is to change the figure to be 15, because if you read the paragraph, it speaks about 17 departments. Out of that, there are 2 departments which have overspent.
Oh.
So, meaning that the 15 have overspent is 8.1 billion years of the 17.
What Honorable Singh is saying, he's saying the way it's written,
yeah.
If you're saying it's 15 and then you have 17 in brackets, then it means that you're just trying to describe the 15 that you have written in words. But if you're saying it's 15 of the 17, that is something else.
Yeah.
Because it's 15 of the 17. Otherwise, yes. But the other paragraph is, if you could go back. Sorry, go.
Because even if you come there, all the 17 were listed here. That's what we said last time. Let me say 17, even if we didn't correct the 15 and 17. That is it 15 or 17 because you've listed that 17 here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Chair, you see, the first 17 should be 15. It should be the selected 15 departments recorded an under expenditure of that. Because 2 were over expenditure.
Mm.
So that should be 15. Then the table below provides the analysis of spending trend there for the 17.
Mm.
And it should be written 17.
So it should be either 17.
17,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's 17.
But the top one should be 15.
Yeah, then. This person.
for example, of the selected 17 departments, right, 15, the total under expenditure recorded for 15 departments at the end of the financial year was 8.1 billion. That makes it clear.
And also, the other thing that I'm about is at the end of 2010, 2011, financially, 15 departments have an outstanding range of, I think it's better if we say 15 departments have spent between 66% and 97%, while two departments have spent about 100%, and give out the
thank you. Page four. Part A in page four, starts with the Department of Women, Children and People with Disability, which is Ward 7. You say, Chair, yeah, the department was allocated 106.1 million for 2010-2011. At the end of the financial year, the department had spent 109.9 million, or 103.5%. This constituted 3.7 million, or 3.5% overspending at the end of the financial year. Goods and services contributed excessively to overexpenditure on current payments and the overall departmental overspending. Current payments had an allocation of 47.6 million. And the department spent 57.7 million, which is 121.1% at the end of the financial year. The resulting 3.1 million over expenditure of 3.1 million, or 21.1% overspending, was largely due to overspend expenditure on goods and services. Goods and services had an allocation of 26.5 million, but 38.7 million, or 164%, was spent at the end of the financial year. The table below provides the analysis, the budget analysis of goods and services. The first item on goods and services was travel and subsistence, where they've spent 23.4 million, which is 88% of the entire budget.
That's extracted from the treasury. But just that, Chairperson, in the third line, the resulting 3.1 million over expenditure.
3.1.
The resulting 3.1 million over expenditure of 3.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the resulting 3.1 million rand over expenditure. Right? Take out that of 3.1. And take out overspending. So if the resulting 3.1 million over expenditure was largely due to over expenditure on goods and services. And then, Chair, now if you go to the next paragraph, just after the table, you see goods and services spent 38.6 million. Okay? There, just below the table,
yeah.
It says 38.6 million. Alright? Now, on the one above, it says 38.7 million. So we might decide whether we want to use 7 or 6.
Okay, but let's go back to. I agree with you. Yeah. Let's go back to the first paragraph of the 3.2. Why don't we, the sentence start with. To the last sentence, the goods and services had an allocation of 36.5 million, but that amount was spent at the end of the financial year, resulting on the 3.1 over the
year. Combine the two sentences.
That's probably there. If you say 3.7, then 3.3, table that is showing 3.38.6.
So the 38.6.
Yeah.
So 10.6.
38.63.
And probably on the same paragraph, I think it was a typo error. The percentage was supposed to be 146% instead of 164. And Honorable Singh suggested that we must take out the table.
No, I said don't read the table.
Okay. Then the paragraph below the table. As demonstrated by Table 3 above, goods and services spent at 8.6 million, which is 146 or 63. We've corrected that, the Honorable Member was saying
8.63.
When I read this, there was a confusion. Now I can see. Let's go back to the second paragraph, starting with current payments. Current payments had an allocation of 47 million.
Mm.
And the department spent 57 without overspending at the end of financial year. But this 3.1, where does it come in? So where does it come from? Because the paragraph below the table shows that the overspending was 12.2 million. Now the 3.1, where does it come from? Because even there in that paragraph where there's 3.1 million, it's actually 38.7 and 26.5, which don't there. So that paragraph, so all we can say is that current payments at an allocation of 47.6 million and
in this paragraph what we're trying to do is to reflect the allocation of current payments in general. And current payments are divided into two categories, goods and services as well as compensation for employees. So when you look at the allocation of current payments in general, it was 47.6 million. But when you look at the expenditure, yes, it has exceeded that 47.6 million by 3.1 million. Then we look around to check where does that over expenditure emanate from. We then said no, it emanates from the goods and services, because goods and services were allocated at 26.5 million, but they eventually spent about 8.763 million. That's what we're trying to.
I try to understand.
For you understand.
Because out of compensation of employees and goods and services, which was allocated that amount, they spent more than that 2.something, which came to 3.1, but under the component of goods and services, which when we discussed it, it consisted of this many travels, and they fell under that goods and services, I think.
What I'm asking is that current payments are allocated 47.6 million.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, 57.7 million rand was spent.
Mm.
What is the difference? 10 million, 10.5. But we have here 3 million. Now, that's why I'm saying I don't understand where the 3 million comes from, because there is a difference. In the other side, the other figures are 26 and 38. Again, you can't accommodate this 3 million anywhere there. So that's why I'm saying there's something wrong here. Yes.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think the figures might be, but the way it's written here doesn't make it clear.
Yeah.
Because there probably was a 3.1 million on current payments, and the other 9 or so from compensation of employees, right? But that, So you can just say current payments over expended by so much. Don't have to say how much was allocated or not. And a compensation of employees, so much. That too must totally 12 point.
In other words, do a breakdown so that it becomes clear to everybody.
Yeah, don't just give the amount.
Because
current payments.
If you summarize, then you confuse. You make the confusion.
And all that must add to 12.2.
The next paragraph then is also 26.5 million.
No, just before that, Chair.
Okay.
Right, you got that.
Yeah.
So, instead of as demonstrated it, as shown it, you're not demonstrating it, as shown in.
You don't like demonstration?
No. As shown in table 3. And then the last line of that paragraph, you can take out on goods and services.
To end when it was spent.
Yeah.
I don't know, when they're
supposed to send something explaining about the 23 million, because I think they were disputing the 23 million. I don't know if. Okay, that's another story for another day. That's
thank you, Chair. We've captured the changes as suggested. The last paragraph.
So what you suggested is that we really need to clean out
the second paragraph.
Yeah.
And show the allocations of compensation of employees and its expenditure. Then eventually we must reflect that 12 point something million over expenditure. This paragraph started off the 26.5 million for goods and services allocation. 8% was spent on travel and substances, 14% on venues and facilities, 14% on promotional items. Basically, what the paragraph speaks about is what is on the table above.
Mm.
So I'm not sure if members want me to go through that. So repetition.
No, again, you know the. Maybe what you could highlight, maybe what we could highlight, is just that 88% was spent on travel and subsistence, and don't highlight the other things because they don't add up to 100. To the 100 and something, we're supposed to work on 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know if colleagues see what I'm saying.
Yeah, Chair, you can actually delete lines 1, 2, 3, 4, and start. This is an indication. The above table indicates that.
In other words, make one paragraph with the above paragraph.
Yeah, the spending on travel was a major, not measure. Change the word measure to major. Was a major cost driver in the department budget. That's what we want to say.
Yeah.
In one sentence, you can.
Okay, this was an indication that spending was.
That spending on travel was a major cost driver in the department.
No, this was an indication that travel. Was a major
okay.
Or traveling was a major cost driver in the department budget.
Therefore, the above table indicates that traveling was a major cost driver in the department budget. This raises major concerns when compared to other departments. Worth noting is the fact that government priorities were not reflected in the expenditure output of the department. A further concern was that these items did not form part of the core departmental operating expenses. However, these expenditures make up to more than 100% of goods and services budget. I'm not sure how one of the members feel about this. Because what we did, the first sentence was to say
Let's look at other departments which are also traveling, like Millennium Children, for example, your international relations, TICO. They are the traveling for them is part of their core business because they always travel. When you look at their expenditure, it was nearly 13% on traveling compared to 88% to women and children. So that's why we felt that you need to probably to reflect on that. And when you're comparing with other departments, where traveling is a major aspect. It really didn't make sense. It is important to note that these expenditure patterns were captured from the President's suspense account since the Department's financial system was only finalized, page 5, in November 2010. Despite attempts by National Treasury, the Department had failed to provide reasons for the over-expenditure in its budget and failed to provide performance and expenditure reports for projects and programs that were budgeted for and undertaken during the financial year 2010-2011. When engaging with the Department, the committee was informed that 2010-2011 financial year had been particularly difficult for it since there was no strategic plan in place. This hampered the formulation of the department's budget for the 2010-2011 financial year. It was reported that the department had only been fully functioning since July 2011. Hence, it could not comply with the provision of Section 32 of the Public Finance Management Act, number 1 of 1999, for the period under review. From the 2011-2012 financial year and beyond, the department committed itself to complying with the prescriptions of Public Finance Management Act. In respect of the budget for the National Disability Programs, it was stated that all the smaller budgets will be consolidated in future. This matter was addressed in the department's annual performance plan for the 2011-2012 financial year. In respect of the high expenditure on international travel, the National Treasury stated that
Chair, I just think the first time should be the department informed the committee that 2010-11 financial year had been particularly difficult. Not on engaging with the department. Did the department inform the committee that 2010 had been particularly difficult for it since there was no strategic plan in place?
Okay. Any other comments? I think from the very first paragraph, which is a continuation from the other page, the one that starts the first sentence, despite attempts by National Treasury, the department had failed to provide the reasons for the expenditure. It doesn't say despite attempts by National Treasury to do what, which I think that maybe we need to clarify what attempts by National Treasury. Was it to assist the department or to get information from the department? Despite attempts by National Treasury to get information, the department failed to provide reasons for the over expenditure in its budget and to provide performance and expenditure reports for projects. In other words, failed is already what you call it, appears there, that it failed to provide reasons for the over expenditure in this budget. And to provide performance and expenditure reports for projects and programs that were budgeted for and are taken to that. Yeah.
The Treasurer indicated that it had been trying to get hold of the information from the department.
No, what I'm saying is that our sentence says, despite attempts by National Treasurer, but were they attempts to do what? That's all I'm saying, that in the report. I'm not challenging if Professor said or didn't say that. I know that, but I'm saying that the report, just to have some kind of sequence of the report in clarity.
Yes,
but
sentence about the PFMA, the same as the meeting from the
2023 to comply. Thank you, Chair. In respect of the high expenditure on international travel, the National Treasury stated that it had some discussions with the Department and proposed that the size of the delegations to international conventions be reviewed in order to cut costs. The committee requested the Department furnish it with a breakdown of international travel undertaken during the 2010-2011 financial year. The paragraph 2.2, which basically deals with the Department of Basic Education, reads as follows. The department had an available budget of 6.2 billion, of which 5.5 billion or 89.4% expenditure was recorded at the end of the 2010-2011 financial year. An under expenditure of 756.9 million or 10.6% of available budget was thus incurred. Current payments had an available allocation of 1.7 billion and spent an amount of which 1.1 billion or 64%. Commission of
which out? Which must come out?
Okay. Bullet number one. Commission of employees had 268.9 million with actual spending of 252.9 million or 94%. Goods and services had 1.5 billion and spent a total of 875.8 million or 58.5%. Transfers and subsidies had 4.439 billion allocation, supposed to 4.4 billion allocation, of which 4.3 billion, or 99.6% expenditure was incurred. Payments for capital assets had an allocation of 7.9 million and spent 6.9 million, or 86.3%. Transfers and subsidies? Okay.
Let's go back to transfers and subsidies. What are they? Transfer, because 4.43 million allocated, of which 4.374 million and is 99.6%. Is it, are they not both billions? Also, the other one shouldn't be a million then.
Yeah, Chair, I think we should have a standard format of writing this thing. You see, on all the four bullets, in the one you say available allocation of 1.7 billion, spent an amount of that or that. In the next one you say with actual spending of that or that. The next one spent a total of that or that. The next one allocation of which four for some billion expenditure was incurred. I think put everything in one format, you know. Current payments, available allocation, so much, spend so much. But here now you've got four different types of ways of explaining the over expenditure, the under expenditure.
Having a problem with so much and so much was recorded. That's why we decided to change it.
We don't want monotonous, but just, you know, if you say compensation of employees had 269 million with actual spending of that, or 94%. Right, and if we want to use that format, we must use it throughout. Goods and services had 1.5 billion and spent a total of that million or that. Rather use that for all. With me. Find an acceptable format.
Yeah, but on the pointers and substitutes, at the amount below the foundation, of which
last paragraph in page 5 reads as follows. Transfers and subsidies constituted 71% of the department's budget. This area recorded 18.3 million of 0.4% non-transferred, largely to the following. Slow bullet number 1. Slow spending in program 2, curriculum policy support and monitoring. This was attributed to the withholding of funds amounting to 15.5 million of the technical secondary schools conditional grants from the province as a result of slow spending. The favorable exchange rate, which resulted in only 77.2% transfer to United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, page 6, UNICEF,
okay,
for membership fees.
I think we'll remove the list.
This was due to the fluctuation in the exchange rate. So there must be an A here, exchange rate. This was reflected in Program 1, which is administration. Under expenditure on goods and services was due to Bullet 1, the workbooks project, where 166.4 million of the available. The workbooks project were 166.4 million of the available 750 million budget was spent due to savings realized in Department of the Workbooks.
The workbooks project, yes?
We're talking about a project.
Yeah.
Not project. It's workbooks, but it's a project.
Yeah.
EBN was.
No, the sentence is written, the workbook project where one that amount. I think that the workbook project spent that money. All the available blah 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 budget. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had to replace the where we spent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think this is where when you say spent, because it's in the past tense. Yeah.
All right. Let's continue.
According to the department, savings were incurred by using the in-house capacity for the design, layout, and development of the literacy and numeracy workbooks for grades 1 to 6, program 2. Bullet 2, delays in filling vacant posts in the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit, NEDU, and for the Integrated Quality Management Systems, IQMS. It is noteworthy that the aforementioned also attributed to slow spending under Program 3 in the composition of employees. Delays in the implementation of the annual national assessment for grades 3, 6, and 9 that took place in February 2011 rather than October 2010, as had been initially projected in Program 4. And bullet number 5, delays in appointing a service provider to conduct a baseline study for the National School Nutrition Program under Program 5. On engaging with the department, the committee learned that in order to arrive at its budget for the workbooks, the department had done a market-related study to determine what it would cost to produce these workbooks. The study revealed that printing, development, and distribution will cost 33 rand per workbook. The department assured the committee that its projections for next year were accurate at 9.50 per workbook. The workbooks will be extended to grade 9. The printing and the distribution was done by external service providers. It was noted that in producing the books in-house, the department now had an ownership of the copyright. The reported 9.50 per unit was for the printing and distribution of the workbooks. A three-year tender was being discussed for the printing and distribution of the workbooks. The department reported that the variance of 183 million was the payment for workbook two. It was noted that the project encompassed the distribution of 22 million books to 19,000 primary schools across the country. An amount of 583 million was not spent in respect of the workbooks. This figure included the reported saving and the commitment that were still to be paid.
Let's just go back to the other paragraph. On engaging with the department, maybe we could say the department is informed according to
a market related study of the views.
Yeah.
You can combine the two sentences.
I say
you can combine the two sentences, what you are suggesting in the second sentence. You can say the department informed the committee that a market study revealed that it would cost 33 rand per workbook for printing, development, and distribution. Then, Chair, I think it doesn't follow then. The department assured the committee that its projections for next year were accurate at 950. How do we get the 950? We've got to say, I think, next. They did a study, it came to 33 rand. Then an in-house printing, development, and distribution of the workbooks. The department informed the committee that an in-house printing, development, distribution of the workbooks would cost 950 per workbook. If you agree with that, then in the next paragraph, I think an amount of 583 was not spent in respect of the workbooks. That's we must put it positively. I think that was saved. Wasn't that amount saved? Because of in-house production.
So
yeah.
If you say not spent, then say, hey, why didn't you spend the money?
The final organizational structure of the department has been approved by the Minister of Basic Education on the 24th June 2011. The department was now in the process of completing the new structure. There were 7 positions for Deputy Director General, DDGs, out of which 3 were vacant. The Chief Financial Officer's CFO position remained secure. 2.3
The chief financial officer's position
remained
to be filled, though there is an act to do come. Because now I think it is not complete when you say it remains to be filled.
The chief, because although there is a chief, an acting chief financial officer, CFO, this position needs to be filled permanently.
Yeah,
economic development for 27. The department had an available budget of 149.8 million, of which an expenditure of 401.1 million, or 89.2% of the incurred by the electricity quarter. As a result, there was an under expenditure of 48.8 million, or 10.8% of the available budget. Current payments had an allocation of 90 million and recorded 40.1 million, or 44.7% expenditure. Compensation of employees had an allocation of 57.7 million with spending of 25.7 million.
So, how much time do we have?
Well, I'm still talking 40 minutes. 45
minutes.
45 minutes. Quarter to 20.
The first project had 57. Compensation of employees had an allocation of 57.7 million with a spending of 25.3 million or 43.8%. Project 2. Goods and services had a budget allocation of 32.2 million with a spending of 14.9 million or 46.3%. Project 3. Transfer and subsidies had an allocation of 355 million with a spending of 356.5 million rand, or 100.4% transfer. While transfer and subsidies reflected more than 100% expenditure of its available budget of 355 million, it should be noted that the 3.4 million variant for COLA had not been included in the annual monitoring report, IYM, and the total available funds should therefore be 359 million. Payment in this bullet. Payments for capital assets had an allocation of 4.8 million with a spending of 4.3 million or 90.2%. Payment for capital assets under expenditure was later attributed to challenges regarding spending on software and tangible assets as well as the machinery and equipment components of capital payments. And under expenditure in program 4, economic development and dialogue, program 2, economic policy development, program 1, administration, was attributed to a large number of expenses. The department reported that it received an unqualified audit opinion from the Auditor General on its 2010-2011 annual financial statements, which was its first full year of operation. The department staff grew from 18 to 79 during the 2010-2011 financial year, but there remained challenges, however, leading to recruitment suitable qualified and experienced. The department staff grew from 18 to 79 during the 2010-2011 financial year, but there remained challenges, however, relating to recruiting suitable qualified and experienced staff. These challenges impacted negatively on the expenditure of the economic policy development program of the department, which reported a 6.6 million, or 39% of the total projected budgetary allocation of 17.1 million. The slow rate of filling posts also impacted on the economic development and dialogue program, which requested an expenditure of 455,000, or 4.3% of the total budgeted. requested Mr. Trader to roll over 2010-2011 committed funds, but unspent funds to 2011-2012 financial year, amounting to 35 million. The department reported that it has requested National Treasury to roll over 2010-2011 committed unspent funds to 2011-2012 financial year, amounting to 35 million. While the committee congratulated the department on achieving an unqualified opinion during 2011, it was still concerned about the challenges related to the filling of vacant posts. These vacant posts impacted negatively on the performance of the department and needed to be addressed as position.
I think you know that third line, if you say. I would say once the department staff grew from 18 to 79 during the 2010 financial year, comma, take the but out. There remain challenges, take however out, and relating to. There remain challenges with regards to recruiting suitably qualified and experienced staff. Just read this better. So be once the department staff grew from 18 to 79 during the financial year, comma, there remain challenges with regards to recruiting suitably qualified and experienced staff.
Okay. You're fine with that?
Yeah.
Any other comments? Mine is on the last paragraph. Why is the COVID correct? Maybe the department is achieving an unqualified audit opinion. It was still concerned about the challenges of relating to the field of the is our concern just that
because we are afraid to say the concern the fact that it's not performance, that it's not it's audited. Because all those things of unfilling vacant posts and others, the whole what you call it, delivery of the education, I think it's still a major concern. Because it looks like in this case, auditor general was concerned about receiving documentation, received everything. Clearly, the paper issued unqualified, but not only the performance. So, what is it that we will consent with here? We just have to qualify the everything. Yes,
sir. The presenter, I don't know whether he's doctor or Professor Faledi, was very good. He told us that firstly, this is a new department.
Okay.
And it's a new department which has filled about 60%. I have no problem with the department, but their presence really engaged us because it's a new department. We still have to see what is going to happen. I'm sure that's how the AG saw it. Because definitely, to be a new department, and they're going to add IDC or what into their entities. And it can be a preliminary stage of their performance. So, I don't know. Maybe their concern was of the fact that they must. And after feeling of their post, but as a new department, really, I don't know what we can add that we say we saw as something to be very worried about.
Okay. Let's go to human settlement.
Human settlement. The Department of Human Settlement. document, what number 18, the department had an agreement budget of 16.2 billion rand and spent 16 billion or 98.8% by the end of the first quarter. As a result, 199.6 million or 1.2% under expenditure was incurred. First bullet, current payment had 585.3 million, of which an amount of 441.8 million or 75.5% was spent. Commercial employees had 250.8 million, with extra spending at 215.4 million or 86.2%. Goods and services had an allocation of 384 million, of which a 225.1 million or 67.4% expenditure was required. H.A. transfers and subsidies had an allocation of 15.5 billion, recording a spending of 16.5 billion or nearly 100%. Payments for capital assets had a budget of 171.3 million and spent 116.7 million or 68.1%. Though the department's performance reflected a 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies, another expenditure of 1.7 million was in fact recorded on another part of the classifications, which includes current payments and capital payments. Further, the department also recorded a notable under expenditure on various programs that include housing, policy research and monitoring, housing planning and delivery, strategic relations and governance. The under expenditure in the department was hugely attributed to vacant positions not filled, the underspending on the accelerated community infrastructure program, and the rural household infrastructure grant, which recorded an expenditure of 33.2 million or 33.3% of its 100% available budget. The human settlement development grants constituted 93% of the department's available budget. While 100% of the grant was transferred to provinces, provincial spending equaled to 97%, with the largest underspending recorded in the Northwest province, who spent 87% of the allocation. When engaging with the department, the committee noted that in this presentation, the department reported that the targets for housing completed in the period under review was 144,124, while completed houses were at 121,779. Questions were thus raised on what processes were in place to address the issue of variances in the housing delivery at the different provinces. It was the view of the committee that houses were most needed in rural areas, such as Eastern Cape. However, delivery was very slow. Moreover, the department was requested to explain the fact that why the targets were not reached. The budgets were spent. In respect of the human settlement development grants, questions were raised on why the Free State province had managed to spend less than 12% of its allocated funds. Clarity was sought in respect of where the additional funds came from. The department reported to the committee that in respect of housing delivery target, the province did not deliver while it underperformed on some. Only 5,136 houses were delivered, yet the funds were spent. Department was requested to furnish the committee with a detailed report on the overspending by the Free State province. Concern was expressed in the delays in the closure of CERFCON and the fact that the budgetary allocation for the 2010-2011 financial year had been made in respect of the entity. The committee sought to determine how much funding was still required to conclude the matters related to the closure of CERFCON.
Thank you. Any comments? Firstly, I think the CERFCON matter should come in another paragraph because it's an important matter. And it's getting mixed up there with the Free State. So we should put it as another paragraph, you know, wherever you start talking about CERFCON. from there in the debate of Servcon. I don't quite understand this, and because, and it's good that I wasn't there during the presentation, because I need, it's like somebody else reading this. So, in respect of human settlement development, questions were raised on why the Free State Province had managed to spend 312 of its allocated funds. Is it why or how?
How?
So they actually spent 312%. Where they got the money from? That's the next question that we're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, now, I think that maybe we can just clarify a fair understanding as to the 312, that this expenditure was at the last quarter, or the last quarter. Because it's possible that we didn't spend the whole budget, but at the last quarter.
Oh.
They spent 312. So the question was that, how realistic is this 312 percent? Is it translating houses or any other thing? So I think it's just really clarifying the sentence. But I think the effect of human assessment development. Questions were raised on how the state managed, on how the state province managed to spend 12% Am I correct what I'm saying? Because this 12% was not, spent at the end of the fourth quarter. But now the center seems to be saying child and trust doesn't of if allocated the funds, and there's a difference between the amount that, because this amount is not allocated, but allocated in tranches in the fourth quarter. And the center is saying now the child and trust of the now it is made to start the, I think it was why the question then all of the students asked. Where would the money come from? Where did they get the money? I don't know.
Sir, our land court at Honorable Street, we have problems with the department. We have to extract information, and even after extracting, we could see that they're presenting us with unreliable information. And as a result, we ask them to go and come back. So they came to us twice, because really there was a lot that didn't come up in this community. That's why even when we are, you ask, we know that we struggle.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that we have, even with the portfolio committee, but we are very economically still too.
Now, maybe just as a question to raise on how they managed to spend 12% at the end of the fourth quarter. And this is the anniversary of the allocation to the fund. Yeah. So I just want to try to focus on the fourth quarter.
Can I proceed?
trying to give a short answer that the prophet was giving information. You know. But if I may ask, I suspect that after the meeting, you can give provide us with some information. Okay. Okay. 2.5, which is the Department of Trade and Industry, 4.5. Department has an available budget of 6.2 billion, of which an amount of 5.8 billion for non-curriculum defense spend was spent at the end of 2010-2011 financial year. This is just need to take off the balance. The total under expenditure amounted to 397.8 million, or 6.4% of the available budget. Page 9, bullet number 1. Current payments and allocation of 1.1 billion, of which an amount of 987.2 million. Billion, instead of million, could be.
No,
billion. 1.1 billion. The budget was 1.1 billion. And then they spent another 1 million. 87
million.
That's
correct.
All right, thank you. My eyes are playing. Or 90% was spent. The total under expenditure amounted to 109.9 million, or 10% of the available budget. Bullet number 2. Composition of employees was allocated 452.6 million, recording a total spending of 115.5 million, or 93.3%. The total under expenditure amounted to 37.1 million, or 6.7% of the available budget. Goods and services had an allocation of 544.3 million, of which 471.5 million, or 86.6%, under expenditure was spent. Total under expenditure amounted to 72.8 million, or 39.4% of the available budget.
Hold on there,
Chair.
So, it's 544, of which 471 or 86% under expenditure. Is it expenditure? They spent 471 and they underspent 72.8.
That's the
so the under is supposed to come out. Am I right, Chair?
Yeah.
I see, I hear everyone is saying
the goods and services had an allocation of 544.3 million,
yeah.
Of which 471 or 86% expenditure was.
We can say was spent.
Or whatever you can say, but not on that.
Transfers and subsidies is an allocation of 5.1 billion, of which 4.8 billion, or 94.4% of expenditure was incurred. The total expenditure amounted to 284.7 million, or 5.6% of the available budget. Payment for capital assets had an allocation of 20.8 million, with spending of 17.7 million, or 84.7%. The total expenditure amounted to 3.2 million, or 15.3% of the available budget. Another expenditure was generally due to outstanding invoices, which is the first product, from service providers, including consultants for businesses and advisory services, training and development, claims for travel, and subsistence and other charges. Vacant positions not filled and related personal administrative expenditure. Department vacancies amounted to 485 or 17% of the total established as additional 1,385. Underspending only 55% under the Automotive Production and Development APDP incentive scheme, for which a lower number of claims have been received than what was originally budgeted. And payment to the National Consumer Commission, NCC, and companies and Intellectual Property Commission, CIPC, which could not take place as the two agencies were not fully operational by the 31st March 2011.
Program 2, international trade and economic development.
Now, I don't understand that this. I tell this to national policy of commission and corporate and company with the corporate commission.
Program 2, international trade and economic development, had a sizable under expenditure of 18.1 million, after spending 106.9 million, which is 85.5% of its 125.1 million allocated budget. And the 3%, which is 16.9 million of the programs under spending, came from current payments. Commercial employees are spent by 8.4 million on the 61.8 million budget. Goods and services are spent by 8.5 million on the 8 million budget. A total of 1.2 million was not transferred to receiving entities, other transfers and subsidies, which was allocated with the 1.8 million. Program 3, which is empowerment and.
Can I just stop on that? Program to see where you got current payments. I mean, why phrase it that way? Just put it as current payments, whatever. Because and those are three subheadings, sub-programs, current payments, compensation of employees, goods and services. Yeah, you're writing it the way you're reading it, the way it should be said. So you should say current payments, you know, whatever, start with that, and then next compensation, then goods and services.
But
what I'm saying is, you see now, if you look at everything on the top, from the so look at the top of the page, you've got current payments as an allocation of that. Compensation of employees, that. Goods and services, that. Okay, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But when you come here, you start off with 93% of the program's underspending came from current payments.
Okay.
So if you put current payments, underspent,
wow.
Yeah, and then compensation of employees, and underspent will be one word. In the next slide.
I was told that this is the computer.
Yeah.
Program 3, which is empowerment and enterprise development, performed relatively well in transferring virtually 100% of its transfer objectives, which accounted for 1% of the program's allocation. There was, however, a high underspending on current payments, but in respect of goods and services, which are spent by 10.3 million against the 31.3 million available budget.
Yeah,
I'll
just spend one word.
On page 10, with regard to goods and services, the committee noted that there was a delay in the submission of invoices for the Department of International Relations and Corporations, DICO, to the department. The department reported that DICO only submitted invoices within approximately 6 months due to ineffective systems. This aforementioned issue was, however, in the process of being addressed.
Okay. Any other comments? Let's go to communication. Okay. Well, what is that? Well, okay. Send it to Andrew Sabine, starting with the department for the transition. Otherwise, the national trailer. Not the Department of Transportation, National Transportation, they call on the submitted invoice.
Okay. Chair, I was just going to suggest that Part A deals with all the departments which the committee had hearing to.
Yeah.
Now, Part B is I don't know if the committee has applied its mind, or is it just a summary by the researchers? And there are a number of departments that we've got. What I was going to suggest is that maybe, because we're running out of time,
yeah,
is leave all that out for now and move to the recommendations so that we can just make suggestions to the committee findings in page 18 and 19. And then we can look for the things that need to be corrected on the part B. Because part B, I don't think, yeah, part B is the researcher's finding. It's not the committee's finding, is it?
Yeah, part B is a finding, but at the end of the day,
we adopt it.
As you know, the report is our report, not their report. They assist us to prepare the report. I don't have a problem if you're saying we just look at this and a finding now. We can look at the you want to look at the finding?
Okay. In the next 15 minutes or so.
So.
Yeah.
I agree that you go to the finding, because if you see, look at the ones that you see the report. That's not contact you. But not disregarding the fact that we also need I think we should go to the findings to face that, and we'll decide how to approach this party.
Okay. We'll have to come back to it.
Yeah. That's fine, and we can, if you want to comment on the findings.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. You want to comment on the findings?
Committee findings. Finding number one, all of the above departments, except Department of Water Affairs and Home Affairs, underspend on capital payments. And these impacted negatively on the creation of jobs, which is one of the priorities of government.
Any comment? I just think you need a comma after departments and Home Affairs.
Maybe that's something that we don't have to think about. Maybe when we come back to adopt the report, is that so? Maybe before I get to that, what happens if not understand on the on capital?
Buying the capital assets, you can create jobs.
because you give out the tender to people to provide, to supply you with that, good mix. The job creation must have been a way to accommodate all of these aspects.
Okay,
and the finding number two, Chair, that the overall under-expenditure trends for different departments remain high compared to the previous financial year. No overall amount of 10 billion was budgeted for 5 billion during the 2019-2010 financial year.
Okay.
Number three, unfilled posts remain prevalent across all departments. For under expenditure on goods and services. Under expenditure on goods and services was prevalent across the departments, with the exception of the Department of Water, of Women, Children and People with Disabilities, which have spent 46% more than the goods and services allocation.
Is it people with disabilities or disabilities? That's what the correct title of the department.
So when we do the grammatical spell check and everything, it then comes out as
and I've been up,
so it's different. It depends on the programmers of the computer which one you prefer as a prospect with a format.
Which had
Number five, the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities was spending excessively on international travel. Further, the department could not provide detailed information on the expenditure of the program as well as give reasons for the observed variances. During the hearing, I was not around, Chair, as you remember, but when I looked at the document by Mr. Treasurer, that's what we clearly indicated here. Mr. Treasurer has been trying all attempts to get hold of more information to say why did you underspend or overspend on this program. It's very important to provide the information as per the document. But to say what did they say during the hearing,
even the members complained about the reasons. Because they came to us with that word document, remember? It's just one, two pages presentation in that. And the members complained about the presentation itself.
Because when they raise special around the table,
wanted to make sure that what we are saying is exactly what transpired, so that tomorrow when these people come and challenge me, I'll be able to say yes, this is what happened.
Could we perhaps include that part of the National Treasury failing to get the actual reasons from them? They attempted to get it, but they never received any reasons in the finding itself.
They must come, but we have to wait to see what is the minute situation, but it's not that. Because it looks for me a little bit. At the end of the day, the head of the department will come to you. I think, is there clarity on the text now?
No, I think that is correct to say there was a complaint that there was no proper presentation. But what NUSD, the National Treasury, is also from the report.
So maybe, Chair, we can add, we can say further, the department would not provide detailed information to the committee
as well as
to National Treasury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next slide. Thank you, Chair. The Department of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities has failed to comply with the Section 2 of the Public Finance Management Act, which requires national and provincial departments to submit monthly and quarterly expenditure reports to the relevant treasury.
Because remember our report says they have been working as part of the president up to that stage, and they kept on saying, no, they were accounting under the president. And the only time that their department was in July. I think the report here, it does indicate that what happened. I know.
The report indicates to that the government only started to have its own financial management systems in place in November 2010.
That's correct.
After that, were they able to do quarterly reports to National Treasury, even after they had their own department?
Well, that is the question.
Maybe to give them the benefit of the doubt, you can say the Department of Women, Children, People with Disabilities has to a large extent failed to comply. Mm-hmm. Has to a large extent. We're not saying totally.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yes,
ma'am.
But I think the where they were, they had the budget 2010-2011 budget.
Yeah.
Which automatically tells them to account for their spending. Whether they were under a tree or where they had this money which they should account for.
But that to strike the balance, let's take because somewhere in our report, we're saying that some information came from the subchurch account. I think we mentioned that in the report.
Yes. What has happened, Chair, is that when we had this system in place in November, but they were still unable to give Mr. Treasurer their information. That's why we indicated that despite the attempts by Treasury to get all of the information, but Treasury was unable to get it. And besides, for Treasury to consolidate that document of what got there, they went to the President with the spent account. It was Treasury that gave us information through the President with the spent account, because that's where their money has been allocated. So Treasury did not get information from there. It only got information through President. So for me, this finding is irrelevant.
I still think that let's just add that last. They didn't comply, you know. I remember that we had a lot of argument with them here at the administration here about the fearful being accommodated. Okay. Seven.
Finding number seven, the Lowermost Department's money is to transfer allocated funds to the receiving entity. The Department of Health has not made a complete transfer to Love Life and Medical Aid Scheme Council during the period under review. Also, the committee noted that there were differences between the Department of Health and Love Life's project executive, which was a cause for concern given the high HIV AIDS infection rate in South Africa.
Okay. Okay, but also from our side, we have said that we must invite that. We need to speak to that man who hasn't done that. When are we going to do it? I think we need to do it because it's not the first time. So
Department of Human Settlements reported that this budget for housing delivery has been completely spent. However, the department claimed to have reached the target of 144,124, but only 121 179 houses have been completed. This was a cost for
completely spent, full stop, and then what is the target of
noted some corrections to the next part, the recommendation, which I'll just forward to them for consideration.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jim.
This is what I started to do. Thanks, Jimmy.
I'm asking for the number.
The committee sort of outreach in that area, like Japan, some of the armies that are coming to the army, what we can do. Yeah, I know, it's completely wrong.
Yeah,
but I
mean,
I don't know.
Is on, yeah. The one in Kimberley. Yeah. Okay. They're not
invited.
We I think so. I won't be there.
Program. I